three sound artists manipulate a live radio broadcast at Prague's Roxy Club on Wednesday evening, during the Czech part of an annual event entitled Art's Birthday, as in the birthday of art. This year's theme was the 100th anniversary of the first wireless transmission of the human voice. Art's Birthday has its roots in the 1960s Fluxus movement, and the only condition is that it must be an international exchange. In this country, Czech radio's Vltava station broadcast the event live on the airwaves and on the internet. Ian Willoughby spoke to the station's Michal Rataj just before it began.
For the third time, as a Czech radio, we are celebrating Art's Birthday Party together with other public service radios and a lot of independent community, artistic communities around the world. The main theme tonight is 100 years of radio, so it's very radiophonic even. We try to set up a dramaturgy which would reflect particular aspects of radio as a medium of 21st century. This is a very, very complex project. You have to communicate with other radio stations within the European Broadcasting Union. You have to manage separately the live event. You have to manage separately a live broadcast and even live satellite broadcast, which is realized under the EBU.
The first ever wireless broadcast of voice was in December 1906. On the 24th of December. You are celebrating the 100th anniversary on the 17th of January. Why not the actual date itself?
The main producer of this event is European Broadcasting Union Ars Acoustica Group, which is a group of producers. And every year we got a meeting and we are talking about next Arts Birthday Party. Last year in Stockholm, we decided to focus on this point, which was the closest one to the 17th of January. So that's the point. Just to commemorate a thing which has been so important for radio as a medium.
You're marking the 100th anniversary of the first wireless broadcast of the human voice, largely using internet. How much do you think internet will play a part in the future of radio?
I think internet might serve as sort of a database, as a network, which might provide enlargement of the traditional thinking about radio and can provide a storage space, a mass storage space, for the radio archive, for parallel things running both on internet and on radio, as we are doing this tonight. I understand the internet as an intensifying of communicating between people, between cultures. Radio mostly is a culture thing, or a national thing, just to be able to understand what one talked to us. Internet is a very, very international thing, which a lot of users can share. And this is experience which I think the radio makes more attractive nowadays.
Michal Rataj, ending that report by Ian Willoughby. Incidentally, the first extended broadcast of the human voice was transmitted through the air in 1906 from Brant Rock, Massachusetts. It was sent by a Canadian engineer called Reginald Aubrey Fessenden. Now, like most small nations, Czechs are proud of their inventions.